Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Joe Messina Show.
At this very moment, it is destroying everything in its path.
Where are the Dems speaking out on Antifa? They are beating up on old people. People wearing MAGA hats.
Los Angeles is being completely demolished.
The effects may be irreversible.
You actually had Democrats saying that Antifa was a peaceful organization. You think they would call it peaceful if we were doing that?
You jerked the words right out of my mouth.
I think we should observe a few seconds of silent prayer for all those caught in this appalling catastrophe.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
Stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
The Joe Messina Show.
Come on, a little happy music never hurt anybody. You know what I'm saying? You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Much appreciated that you're with me. I appreciate all the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Remember, if you want text alerts, it's real simple. Simply text GOJO, one word, GOJO to 77222. That's GOJO to 77222. All right. So, got a lot tonight. I mean, got a lot I want to talk about. First, after the first break, former Catholic priest's new book, Christianity Has Embedded Itself in Culture and Not Jesus. I totally agree with him. We've been talking about this for a long time on the show. You know it's true. And, again, he hasn't, you know, let's be clear, though. He'll talk about this when he comes on. He hasn't left Catholicism. You know, he feels like Catholicism, Christianity, what have you, has left him. Think about it. We've all seen it. It's all been an irritant. We all know it to be true. Former Catholic priest Raymond Godella, author of the new book, Jesus versus Christianity, he decided he couldn't wait any longer, sit by watching. While people, they don't kind of choose Jesus. They paint Jesus in their own picture. You've seen it. Don Lemon has decided that he knows more about Jesus than Christians do, even though he hasn't read the Bible, doesn't really study the Bible. That's the other thing, too, people need to understand. It's not read. The Bible specifically says study to show yourself approved. It ain't hard. I mean, it truly isn't hard. A lot of you guys get all nervous. Oh, my God, I'm not a scholar. You don't have to. Not the whole idea. Pick it up. Start reading. Ask God for, you know, some clarification. Help you understand. And watch what happens. Anyway, you don't need to be, you don't need to give you a religious beating. I do that enough during the week. So another Board of Education has decided the critical race theory, no, not going to happen. Which is wonderful. I think it's wonderful. Oklahoma Board of Education, they now have approved a ban on teaching critical race theory. And again, these states are following suit as well. Oklahoma's Board of Education voted to forbid public school teachers in kindergarten through 12th grade from talking about 8 different concepts concerning race. Right? And they are in violation, and they can have their teachers' credentials removed or suspended. You may have to go that far because many teachers have said, I'm going to break the law. The 5-1 vote came on the heels of a new state law signed by Republican Governor Kevin Stitt, forbidding the teaching of critical race. Now, the law doesn't mention the words critical race theory. Republicans have put that in there. They're targeting the concept because, again, it comes back to that. They have to understand what it is, and most people don't. We're going to discuss that later on this week, by the way. I've got an expert coming in to talk about it line by line. Now, critical race theory is, you know, and again, I don't care what they define it as, but critical race theory is defined by the Encyclopedia Britannica as the concept in which race is socially constructed, a socially constructed category ingrained in American law intended to maintain social, economic, political inequities between whites and non-whites. It holds that the U.S. or U.S. society as a whole is inherently and systemically racist. The bill passed both houses of the state there. Never passed. It wouldn't pass here. Are you serious? No matter how much money you offered those Democrats. And not because they can't be bought, because they don't want to be browbeat by Newsom. Kalisha Bradley, the only black member of the Education Board, was also the only one opposed to the changes. She says the new rules were robbing students of the opportunity to have a high-quality education. I love how they do this. To think critically about the world around us and to build a more just society. I would love to sit these people down and have a face-to-face with them. Because they never really prove their point. Board member Estela Hernandez emphasized that the changes don't prevent teaching subjects mandated in the state official curriculum. Just teach history the way it's outlined in the law. Right? The standards also teach the dark side of America. Look, nobody is saying, nobody on the right, no conservative is saying, oh my God, don't teach the dark history. Don't teach the missteps of this country, the nasty things we've done. But you're going to teach it for real. The country didn't start in 1619. The country didn't start when supposedly the first slave ship here. Do they ever mention the fact that the first slave ship that hit our shores, the captain and the crew was arrested, thrown in jail, and the slaves were set free? You'll never hear that from them. Following that vote, Tulsa School District, the second largest in the state, said it would not alter its curriculum due to either the new state law or the new rules. We are teaching our children an accurate and sometimes painful and uncomfortable history. So here the education system has decided they know more than the law does. Isn't it funny how the left wants you to follow the law when it suits them? They refuse to follow the law when they don't like it. That's not hypocrisy? Oh, come on, really? That's not... So what they'll tell you is they're going to do the right thing no matter what. When we say that, they'll tell you, oh, so you're going to break the law no matter what. That's how they play it out. And it just really, truly, honestly, just shows you what hypocrites they really are. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Don't go far. Well, yeah, you're going to learn. I'm going to learn. Somebody's going to learn as to whether, you know, Christianity has bowed down, truly bowed down to what Jesus would consider, Jesus would be offended by. Be back in a minute. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business
does, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying televisions!
We are back. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show here on Genesis Communications Network. I always appreciate their time with me and the fact that they've taken a show and willing to put it out to all those stations that are willing to take it, you know. And I always appreciate the time you spend with me as well. I know there's 3,000 other shows out there you could be listening to, but you've chosen mine, and that means a lot to me. So I very much appreciate it. You know, on this show, God, Jesus, the Word, the Bible, is not a stranger. And you know how I've been talking about for a long time, how I feel, my personal opinion, is that a lot of my Christian brothers and sisters really aren't following the Word. They're kind of doing a Sunday go-to-meeting kind of thing. You know, real kind of into it on Sunday morning. The rest of the week, it's about football and work. You know what I'm saying? And it's not just a pass judgment on them. It's to say, look at what they're doing. Look at what's important in their life. Look at what the problem is in the community today. When you have 43% of our young people, people under 35, that say they don't really see a need for God, they really don't believe in a God or a structured environment, for me, that's scary, you know, in my world. Former Catholic priest Raymond Gardella has joined me. He's the author of a new book called Jesus Versus Christianity. And basically, it's about how Christians have kind of moved into the PC world as opposed to the Bible world. Raymond, thanks so much for joining me. I really do appreciate your time with me.
You're welcome.
So let's talk a little bit about your background. Catholic priest, you know, I grew up in the Roman Catholic Church in Boston, and so I'm kind of familiar with it, but a lot of my listeners might not be. So give us a little bit about your background.
Well, I grew up in Detroit, and I joined the seminary when I was 13 years old, back in 1948, and I followed my interest in the priesthood for 13 years, went to Rome when I was in my theology years, and was ordained in 59, St. John Lateran's, the big cathedral church in Rome. I spent 10 years in the priesthood. I left in 69, and during that time I did some teaching of theology at some of the colleges locally in Detroit. And when I left, I started with a degree in literature at the University of Detroit, and then got into construction. I've been in construction for the last 51 years. I actually still am to some extent. I'm working for my son now. He took over the business. And last year, when COVID broke out, I decided to put some of my thoughts in writing, and I enjoyed every minute of the time I wrote. And I published the book sometime in November. And the book is Jesus Versus Christianity. The reason why it's called Versus Christianity, because Christianity doesn't really represent Jesus anymore, not very well anyways. Then the reason is because Christianity, like so many other entities, they take Jesus out of context. So essentially my book is putting Jesus back in context about patience, about unity, about love, about forgiveness. St. John the Baptist plays a very, very critical role in my book because he is the precursor to Jesus. And reason he's precursor because he was totally dedicated to the coming of the Messiah. He was a man of self-discipline, self-control. And for that reason, I think Jesus gives him that great honor, the greatest even man that ever was born is John the Baptist. And that's a very important engagement that we have to develop in our lives, developing a self-disciplined life. In fact, I can be very grateful for my priestly career, that is, especially in the beginning and during my preparation years, because there's a lot of self-discipline, a lot of self-control. I'm grateful to my priesthood for that. That taught me many, many good lessons. At a time when you're young and you're reckless, or could be reckless, I was in an establishment that required control. And anyways, when I started writing the book, I just went from one chapter to the next chapter, and I followed my instincts, my intuitions. And intuitions are very, very important because God comes to us in our intuitions. That's one insight I had in one of my chapters, in consciousness, that God comes to us in our intuitions if we just open ourselves up. And most of my book are simply my intuitions, my revelations that I had over many, many years. And but the essential part of the book is simply that Christianity is not so much developing the concept, context of Jesus. It develops simply the words of Jesus, so they're taken out of context. And when you do that, you are vulnerable. You are vulnerable to the interpretations of the culture and the interpretations of Democratic parties or Republican parties. And the meaning of Jesus' words or Jesus' concept, context, become very, very, very diluted, very diminished. And love does not mean the love Jesus talked about. Forgiveness doesn't mean what Jesus talked about. And unity, above all, is not something that Jesus talked about. Jesus, when Jesus talked about unity, he did not talk about coexistence. But Pope Francis talks about it frequently.
Yeah, it's quite interesting.
Some kind of.
I want to interrupt you for a second because I don't want to get too far past this. You know, I grew up, my listeners know I grew up in the Catholic Church, and I grew up with Franciscan nuns and Jesuit priests, okay? And the one thing I say to people all the time is that I would never, you know, people have their opinions of Catholicism, and that's their thing, but I would never give up my upbringing in the Catholic Church. You know, I've always said to people, the nuns helped me learn, let me tell you, the one thing I did learn is that God was always there for me. I am 61 years old. I don't think I've ever doubted the existence of God, love that God had for me and what have you, and understanding when things are dark in my life, it isn't because God turned his back on me, it's because I've turned my back on God. And it's kind of what kept me, if you would, from doing extremely stupid things later on in life. And I feel like we've gotten away from a lot of that stuff, a lot of those teachings. A lot of our young people are afraid to take a stand, even for the simple belief, a belief that they have in God, a belief that they have in Jesus, and it scares me.
Right.
One of the things that you wrote about, or one of the things that's called out here, you know, Christianity has embedded itself in culture. Right, and not Jesus. And I think they're so concerned about offending somebody, about somebody being upset. You know, Jesus said to us point blank that they would hate us because we loved him. You know, and you're not going to get away from that, are you?
Right. At the end of my little synopsis at the back of the book, I say this, and I've repeated many times, that Jesus preceded Christianity. Jesus will always exceed Christianity, and above all, Jesus will never be embedded in Christianity. It's too dangerous. Jesus is not a religion. Jesus is a relationship. Okay?
Amen.
And anybody can come to Jesus with very little effort, can come to Jesus and believe in him. And he will come to you if you do in a very powerful and a very significant way. And that's why I say intuitions are very, very important. Beliefs are very important, and they're very personal.
Raymond, I'm going to ask you to put on hold. I'm going to ask you to put on hold for a second because we have to go to commercial. It's how I pay for the show.
Go ahead.
Back. Enjoy the conversation.
Okay.
Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. Raymond Gardella joins me. He's the author of Jesus versus Christianity. Be right back.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration says it will begin evacuating Afghans who aided U.S. forces in that country at the end of the month. It's unclear how many people the program, called Operation Allies Refuge, will be able to relocate to safe countries. There has been a push in recent weeks to get Afghans who worked with the U.S. out of the country as troops are being pulled out. Many have said they fear for their lives as the Taliban has made considerable gains in regaining territory in the country. And a group of moderate Democrats have sent a letter to the Speaker of the House and the Senate Majority Leader calling for the formation of a 9/11-style commission to investigate the origins of COVID-19. The letter from the leaders of the Blue Dog Coalition encourages legislation that would create a panel to investigate the origins of the virus, as well as the U.S.'s preparedness for a pandemic. There's thus far been little interest from House leadership in investigating the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you tuned in listening. Remember, you can always send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do. And, you know, again, if you got something you want to say and you don't want to hear your voice, and a lot of people tell me, I don't want to hear me on the radio, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, or head over to the website where you can always post questions and other things there as well. I've got Raymond Gardella with me. He's a former Catholic priest and author of a new book, Jesus Versus Christianity. And it's really about, you know, Christianity is embedded itself in culture and not Jesus. And again, Raymond, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate your time with me.
Glad to be here, Joe. Very well. We were just talking about our background as Catholics, and I'm still Catholic. I still go to church on Sunday, even though I wrote a book on Jesus versus Christianity. In spite of that, it might threaten a lot of people with the notion that I left, or I'm going to leave, or that I'm against Christianity. I'm not against Christianity. Is that Christianity doesn't speak for Jesus? He's kind of an outsider. I mean, if we're constantly using a culture to interpret Jesus, and using his words, but using your own interpretation of those words, then you've abused Jesus.
Yeah.
And we were talking about self-discipline in the Catholic Church, but I just want to add one more thing. I'm writing a new book too. This time it's Jesus Out of Christianity. And I'm almost done with it. It'll be done in a few months. But anyways, one thing I found in writing this book is that how important obedience is. Jesus, if you look at it very carefully, his relationship with his Father, how obedient he is to his Father. Everything he does is for his Father. He says, I came because of my Father. I love my Father, and I'm obedient to my Father. And he says to his apostles, if you love me, you will keep my commandments, right? That's obedience.
Yep.
It's so, so dreadfully important. It's, you know, and obedience leads to self-discipline, right? If you're obedient to your body, obedient to your soul, obedient to your spirit, you will be self-disciplined just naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And this is so much, I mean, so much that's lost in our culture. So much obesity is because people can't be obedient to what their body is telling them they should do and not do. And anyways, I just want to carry that thought out a little bit longer about obedience and our backgrounds and what we learned as Catholics in the beginning, because obedience is very, very important.
Yeah, yeah.
Not so much anymore, though.
Well, it isn't so much anymore. You know, it's funny, the picture that's painted of Jesus, even in the Christian/Catholic churches, and I kind of joke about this with people, and say, look, Jesus is not the 6'2", blonde-haired, blue-eyed, you know, British accent, white-skinned guy. We've fallen into these traps. You know, this loving
Joe,
man, you know. Go ahead.
Joe, Jesus was never in a church. You know where Jesus was? He was on the street corners. He was on the lake, on the seashore of Lake Genesaret. He was in Jerusalem in front of the temples, castigating people who were selling their wares in front of the temple. He excoriated the Pharisees in front of the temple. He separated the sheep from the goats. He separated the 10 virgins from 5 to the other 5. And the man who came with no garment went to the wedding feast. He sent him to Gehenna. So he was a man of action.
Yeah.
And he was a man of prosecution. In fact, a new term I use in my new book is that the Gospels of Jesus Christ are a prosecutorial document. Jesus is prosecuting evil all the time. That's why he came. He came to demand obedience and to confront evil in life and among men. And I think that's a very significant thought and concept.
But Raymond, you've got an argument even in the church as to what evil is. Now, I am on the conservative side, as you can imagine, but you know, you've got people trying to decide what is evil, what isn't evil, is abortion evil, is it not evil? You know, and we're having
look at your bishops, right?
Right.
Look at the bishops. They can't decide to condemn somebody who goes to communion, technically he's got mortal sin on his soul because he's for abortion, he advocates abortion, he legislates abortion, he's even going to fund abortion if he gets rid of the Hyde Amendment. And here's a man who's certainly a reprobate. According to the church theology, you can't go to the sacraments if you're in a state of serious sin. But the bishops will say nothing about that. They will not condemn somebody who's for abortion, and even those who vote for abortion. In 47 years, they've done nothing. They've lost their moral authority because they've done nothing with people who are advocating and legislating abortion. And so what have they done to Jesus' words? It took them out of context, I think. Seriously out of context.
Mm-hmm.
And for 47 years, they've exercised no authority at all. In fact, the church, the Catholic Church, has become a church inside the church. There's nothing outside the church. There's no authority outside the church. They have only authority in their rituals and their liturgies, nothing else. That's unfortunate. Jesus was just the opposite. He was not a man of piety. He was a man of morality, man of prosecuting evil where he found evil. Loving and respecting people, but demanding obedience and demanding conformity to his father's commandments.
You know, it's interesting, even when the adulteress, you know, basically comes to him for help, and when he looks around, he finally says, hey, where are your accusers? You know, they all dropped their rocks and they left. He didn't tell her to go have fun again. He looked at her and said, sin no more. So there was compassion and understanding on one side, but then calling her out and saying, don't you do this anymore. This is sin. Stop it.
Yes.
They can't pull
no
that
more
together in today's church.
Right. And your faith has saved you, meaning you have come to me, you've developed a relationship with me, and now come follow me and do what my Father wants you to do. There's always the element of obedience that Jesus is acting on and he expects from his followers. And he told them in the Last Supper in John's Gospel, in chapter after chapter, during that discourse with the apostles, he said, I'm grateful to my Father that you have come to follow me, and that you have been taken out of the world, and you are not part of the world anymore. And if you don't believe that, you will never be able to follow Jesus. We are not in the world anymore. Once you're baptized, you're in his world, not somebody else's world, not in the culture's world.
But you know, I got to tell you something with the conversations I have with some of the men's groups I speak to, they are so afraid of not being accepted by their friends, or that their kids are going to be chastised because they don't listen to certain kind of music or wear certain kind of T-shirts. And I personally believe part of that comes from the weak teaching in the pulpit, no matter whose pulpit it is.
And it's impotence, moral impotence.
Yep.
Because you don't really believe strongly enough. That's all. What Jesus is telling us, once you become a Christian, once you become baptized, you have an oath to Jesus, an oath to nobody else. There's only one oath in your life from that point on, oath to Jesus and his Father, nobody else.
And
you can't coexist with the world. If you do, you're not much of a Christian anymore. You've lost that Christian dedication and intensity. So it's very, very, we have to be very, very careful. Because once we start believing in unity, that is coexistence, we have joined the culture, we have joined the world, and they can turn a evil into a good, like they did with abortion. So what does abortion say? It's women's right. It's women's privacy. It's women's health.
Yep.
It's women's choice. That's how perverse language can become outside of its proper context.
Mm-hmm.
And when you commit abortion, you're committing an evil act, a crime of murder. But the church doesn't call it that anymore. But back in the 50s, when I was a priest, we considered abortion murder. And if you had a penitent who confessed to it, you could only give them conditional absolution. And they had to go to authority and confess their crime in order to get to full absolution.
Wow. You know, we're getting ready to go to break here for a second, but I always tell people, you know, who don't seem to want to accept that it's a life. I said, listen, how about this? God said he knew you before you were in your mom's womb, and he said he had a plan for your life. Who are you to get in the way of God's plan for a human being? Explain that one to me, and then, you know, and then we'll be able to move forward.
Can't.
And they can't. They look totally horrified when you tell them that. And it's because they don't understand God.
Creation, and that includes conception, right? That's by God, not by anybody else.
Yep.
And God makes the rules for creation. He just not only makes creation, he makes the rules for creation. And conception is human at that point, not later, not at birth.
Yep.
The one who creates makes the rules for creation. So it's not only of creation, by creation, for creation.
That terrible thing again. We got to go for commercial. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host.
Okay, fine.
Raymond Gardella joins me. We're not going anywhere. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Okay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and
GCN Antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Give me that power. You've got it, Captain.
I need that view screen.
On screen.
On screen.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Make it so.
Engage.
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 We are back. This is the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And, you know, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. One of my favorite topics, right? Let's get God straight. Seriously. You got a bunch of you out there think you've got it going on. And unless you're reading, unless you're studying, unless you're asking God for guidance, I don't know how you do it. I can't. And, you know, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but I'm sure not the dumbest guy in the room. We've asked Raymond Gardella, former Catholic priest, to join us. His new book, Jesus Versus Christianity. I know some of you just fell out when you heard that. But there's a reality here, because as we were talking about, when you have Christians discussing, arguing, trying to decide whether abortion is right or wrong, same-sex marriage right or wrong, there's something wrong here. It means you really don't know the man that you say you know. You really don't know who Jesus is, what he stood for, and what he wanted in your life. Raymond, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the conversation very much.
Okay, I am too.
We were talking about the woman, talking about the woman who committed adultery, and it's funny how in today's day and age, you know, I wrote my own book, and the first title of the first chapter of the book is Absolutes, Absolutely Not. People don't want absolutes because then there's a right or wrong. Then they have to do something, you know, or make atonement for and or do something to make a difference. And that's where we've come in society, and it's really sad because it doesn't line up with the Word of God, does it?
No, I guess not. No, we you know, it depends on who we conform to. We conform to Christ and Jesus, and we have to understand Jesus in order to be able to really conform to Him. We conform to the culture, but we're still bombarded by the culture day and night. I mean, especially with electronic devices now. I mean, people are just constantly overwhelmed with outside information, so there's no time to even to sit back and think about who you are, where you're going, who are you, who's Jesus. Ask some very significant, substantial questions about life. None of that is happening because people are either stuffing themselves with food or they're stuffing themselves with electronic devices, and it's unfortunate because they're good people, but they're overwhelmed. Every time you go to a grocery store or any kind of store, shop, when you leave, there's always the counters are full of candy and food that is of no substance at all.
Right.
And that's a tremendous temptation. And if you start inclining yourself to those temptations, you're going to get very, very, very heavy and very fat and probably inexcusably sick. It becomes a health hazard for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And there's so much obesity out there because of these sorts of cultural, economic situations. Economy overrides everything, just like slavery. I mean, slavery was all about economy. Segregation was all about economy, too, to some extent. The churches did nothing. The churches exercised no moral authority over segregation. And I grew up with segregation, not slavery, but I did with segregation. I saw that, and I was just over. I could never understand why blacks were in one place and whites were in another place as a kid, as a child. Mm-hmm. And it was just unbelievable. And the churches did nothing, said nothing. And when I became a priest, segregation was definitely a fact of life. I was in an all-white parish, and blacks were not welcomed in that parish. And of course, they never came because they weren't welcomed. So what was Christianity during segregation? What was Christianity during slavery? Not to be heard. Not to be heard.
What happened to that whole we are all of one blood thing? That's, you know, that seems to have eluded us, right? I mean, seriously. And the church doesn't hold that up. They don't push. It's almost like it doesn't care, you know, these people who beat on the rich churches, I would say, it doesn't matter whether it's rich or poor. You still have pastors sitting there that will not call out congregation, not a particular member. But look, if you guys are telling me that Jesus was for abortion, this isn't the church for you. If you know what I'm saying? I mean, they're not preaching or they're not standing behind God's word.
But we have a tremendous amount of moral impotence in the Christian church, Catholic church, Protestant churches all across the land, everywhere, throughout the whole world, too. Just tremendous moral impotence. I wrote another chapter in this new book about prophets that I insist that there were three major prophets during latter part of the centuries before Christ, and then one was John the Baptist. He was the essential prophet that came and announced the Messiah, Jesus. Jesus became he was a prophet. He wasn't a priest. He was a prophet. And he spoke his father's words. And then, of course, you had Paul. He was also a prophet for the Gentiles. And from the time of Paul to the time of, I think, Martin Luther King, we've had very few prophets. I can't think of anyone else. I always consider Martin Luther King a prophet. A man who died for what he believed and died for something that was very, very, very Jesus-oriented for his people. And that's what we're lacking. There are no prophets, no leaders. But we have this collegiality among the churches. ecclesiology in the Catholic Church, ecclesiology among churches overall, and that's lethal, lethal stuff, morally speaking. When you have ecclesiology, a consensus of doing nothing because they're afraid of the culture, because they're afraid of some political party that might lash back at them, or the media that might lash back at them, then we can't have any Christianity. Jesus was unafraid.
No,
he was
sir.
Bold. He was in your face. He was on the street corners. He was in the marketplace. He looked straight in your eyes and told you what he thought of you. And he said, get with it, or woe to you, you scribes, you Pharisees, you cheats, you liars. And he put people in Gehenna, too, for wrongdoing. He wasn't afraid of that. And all on behalf of his Father. He came to deliver a message, a very important message, that evil will not prevail. Evil will not override good.
Well,
and as long as we let the culture decide what evil is, it'll become more and more good. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
As long as we let the culture.
One of my points on the show is that, you know, adoption now has become immoral and nasty and bad, and you know, abortion is the proper way to go, and that's what they've shoved down our throats. Nobody talks about adoption anymore, do they?
No. The word abortion is a harmless word now,
right?
Despite the fact that it's murder in the first degree, not premeditated murder in the first degree. Abortion is a very, very soft word. You know, it means choice, it means privacy, it means somebody's rights, right? That's what it is.
Yep.
It doesn't have the strength or the lethal aspect or focus of murder itself. Butchering somebody in the womb, taking them limb by limb apart, that's what's going on.
Yep.
It doesn't have that. Abortion doesn't have a ring. Okay?
Oh, no. It's just it's a blob of cells. They have sold us that it's a blob of cells. You know, Raymond, we've only got a couple of minutes left.
Right.
And you know,
sure.
We're almost in a... Almost, I'm going to say. I'm not going to say we're there yet. We're almost at a post-Christian culture, if you would. I mean, can we turn this around, and how do we turn it around?
Can we what?
Can we turn this around, and how do we turn this around?
Without a prophet, we won't turn anything around. Without a prophet, I insist. He's got a prophet who is willing to sacrifice his life for what Jesus really said, because the Church of Jesus Christ, the Church of the Catholic Church, will not do it. You got a Pope in Rome who talks more about climate change and coexistence than he does anything else. And that is not what Jesus talked about. Jesus did not talk about coexistence. My God. Coexistence, I mean, you surrendering your good to somebody's evil. That's what you're doing. Oh, he didn't tell us to join the crowd. He said, come and join me.
Yeah.
You're in trouble if you follow the crowd.
You'll always be in trouble.
Deeply in trouble.
The crowd.
Be in trouble. You should be in trouble.
Right.
Desperate. Moral trouble.
Yeah, everything is acceptable, truly. And I'm not just saying that broad brushing as whatever, but, you know, I'm on a school board in California, and when I hear what parents are telling kids and what kids believe, and kids that I know that are church kids, what they've been taught or what they believe, it floors me. It's like... You know, they've been taught so much that they have rights and they can do anything they darn well please to whoever, however, nothing ever comes back to God. Nothing comes back to a foundation of Jesus, almost ever.
There's no. We surrendered our authority to the outsiders, to the culture. So there's no authority. There's no need for obedience to an authority anymore. And of course, you have to pick your authority, the right authority.
Yes.
And that's not going to happen. Not in the near future. I don't see it. And because you have the authorities who could do something, aren't doing anything. They're surrendering themselves more and more. You got the bishops now deciding whether they're going to give Biden a communion. They're not going to decide anything. They're going to develop a consensus of doing nothing, as they have done for 47 years.
Yeah, well,
nothing. They can't. It's too late. The statute of limitations are out for moral authority. Are gone.
Well,
they surrendered that years and years ago.
And the few priests that have taken a stance, even from the pulpit.
Oh, there's some priests out there that want. Oh, there's priests out there want to do, but they can't.
Well, a couple have done it. I just did a story on it.
One
of the priests was removed for being
political.
Yeah, but
you hear nothing more about it, though.
Yeah. You're not political in talking about life. Anyway, Raymond, we're out of time. Tell people where they can get your book again. You can get your book at Amazon, can they not?
Oh, yes, you can. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Perfect.
Please do.
All right, Raymond, it's been a pleasure having you on, and we'll have you on again, I'm sure, when your new book comes out. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far, people. Got a lot more coming up after the break.